This gospel passage, in a way, allows us to reflect on almost anything that we want in the spiritual pilgrimage that is our lives. We can ask the questions, what is the nature of our relationship with Jesus Christ? Are we a true mother or brother to Jesus? Are we standing outside, waiting to see Jesus? Years ago, some of you may remember, there was a major museum display of artifacts and documents and statues related to images of Jesus from archaeological finds and paintings and writings and artwork from down through the ages since Jesus walked the earth. And they had called this display simply Jesus. My wife and I went to see it, and as we drove, our conversation got a lot of mileage out of the idea that we were going to Edmonton to see Jesus. We asked the question of ourselves that people sometimes ask about his return. Where would he go if he came back? And if he did come back, would we say like Nathanael did before he became a disciple, when Philip told him that he had found him about whom the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth? And Nathanael responded, can anything good come out of Nazareth? And we would probably echo Nathanael, can anything good come out of Edmonton? Well, maybe Wayne Gretzky. I believe that it wasn't intended as a religious display, nor was it intended to increase the faith of the people who went to see it. It's much like today when Life magazine or Maclean's or National Geographic do a story on a topic related to our Christian Jewish heritage or the Bible. It's based on curiosity about scientific basis for the claims of Christianity, not to increase faith. But that is, of course, always Jesus' concern. This passage provides us with the image of Jesus' mother and his brothers waiting outside to see him. And when Jesus is told, he does what he always does. He takes the reality that is before him and he remakes it into something that it was not before. And then he tries to lift up people's minds to see the new picture that he's painting. Is Jesus putting down the idea of mothers and brothers? Is he putting down his own mother and brothers? Hardly in either case. He's doing what the Jewish proverbs from the Word of God want us to do. The proverbs are a way to prepare ourselves to be ready to go inside, to be mother and brother to Jesus. They're not just good actions. They are ways of being which prepare the soil of our hearts. They are ways to do as the psalmist says, I have chosen the way of faithfulness. Now, the way of faithfulness is a path. It's a way of going from outside to inside. And the destination is always for us, Jesus. Mary is Jesus' mother. Does she hear the word of God and do it? Well, not only does she do that, but she is our ultimate exemplar, the disciple par excellence. She is the one who says the biggest yes to God in all of history. She is the one who is willing to receive the sword that pierces her own soul. When my wife and I went to Rome for the first time, our wonderful guide took us into the entrance of St. Peter's Basilica, and he carefully took our attention from the left, and then to the center, into that glorious, beautiful basilica. And then, almost in a whisper, he said, and beside you and behind you, to the right, is Michelangelo's Pietà. And so we turned towards the statue of that incredibly beautiful and powerful image, marble image of Mary holding her son's dead body across her own, the entire weight of the son carried on the body of the mother who once carried him in her womb. I was caught so off guard by the beauty of this image that I stopped breathing for a moment. And then I noticed that the same thing had also happened to others, and that half of our group had tears, which I did also. We were overwhelmed with the image of the mother's love for the son, the woman who had truly heard God's word and carried it in her being. So who are Jesus' mother and brothers who do the will of God? Will that be us? For example, what will we be willing to do to carry the church, the body of Christ, during this time of unbelievable pain and suffering that the church is undergoing? We have already been made brothers and sisters to Jesus through our baptism. Aided by the grace of that sacrament, we are invited to end our waiting outside, to come in and be close to Jesus, to hear the word of God and to do it, to be what we have been made to be, mother and brother and sister to the Lord of life.